It's nowadays an army. It's a right to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's nowadays an army. It's a right to rectify the people. It's all over the world.
Today, let's talk about an organization that has brought an incredible change into the lives of millions of people, caught a tremendous transformation. And what has that change happened? People have started following the path of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People have become regular in prayers, their faith have become stronger, and they continued progressing towards religious activities. Alhamdulillah, due to the blessings of this very organization, thousands of non-Muslims have accepted Islam.
La ilaha,
la ilaha,
illallah,
illallah,
Muhammadur,
Muhammadur,
Rasulullah,
Rasulullah,
sallallahu,
sallallahu,
alayhi,
alayhi,
wasallam.
Many who did not offer the salah have become regular in their prayers. Many disobedient children have become obedient to their parents. Many who were far from Islamic knowledge have now become scholars. Those who did not know how to recite the Holy Quran have become hafaz of the Holy Quran. And those who maybe even didn't pray once a day have now become the imams of the masajid. A big change, a great revolution, a major transformation has taken place. I'm referring to the organization whose name is Dawat Islami. Yes, today let's talk about Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami started approximately 43 years ago in 1981 in a small area of Karachi. A few people came together and began this organization, and subhanallah, before long there is no corner of the world, no region in the world where the message of Dawat Islami has not reached. Alhamdulillah, people passionately love Dawat Islami. And this is the blessings of a great man, but the blessings of sincerity and his intention. And his intention was that I must strive to reform myself and reform the people of the entire world. Allah showered him with His mercy and gave him the ability to continue this work. And revival before their eyes within a period of 43 years has reached every corner of the world. Allahu Akbar. Who is this great man that I'm talking about? Who is this great personality? I'm talking about none other than Sheikh Tariqat Amiri al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Abu Bilal Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, is my guide.
May Allah Azza wa Jal keep His shadow upon us. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal has granted such an impact to this speech that people continue to act upon His words and lives are continuously changing. Viewers, when Dawat Islami started, first they started to have the local ishtimas, and then the congregational, the provincial ishtimas, then the national gatherings, and then international congregations started to take place. And alhamdulillah, hundreds of thousands of people continue attending these congregations. By the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this group kept moving forward. After that, the system of kaflas was initiated. And kaflas are where people travel from their homes and spend time in the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla and learn about the deen. Kaflas started to travel for 3 days, 12 days, 30 days, and even for 12 months. And subhanAllah, not only within Pakistan, but beyond Pakistan as well. Even in this country of UK, kaflas have traveled 3 days, 12 days, and yes, even 12-month monthly kaflas have traveled from village to village, city to city, and country to country. And alhamdulillah, this practice is continuing even today. Would you like to know how many people travel in these kaflas of Dawat Islami? Amazingly, hundreds of thousands of devotees of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam travel in these kaflas, and they feel an improvement in their lives, experience a remarkable transformation. The spirituality that you feed, Allahu Akbar. I would encourage everybody to at least travel once in a madri kafla. Feel yourself spiritually uplifted and witness an increase in your spirituality, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla.
People all over the world,
to spread the sunnah, whether it be China or Bangladesh.
Along with this, Dawud's Islamic followers were given an amazing task, which we call the pious deeds. This is a beautiful system of self-accountability, a way to check for ourselves how our actions are on a daily basis and how we are living our lives. Sheikh Tariqat Amil Sunnat introduced a remarkable booklet named Pious Deeds. These are 72 pious deeds for Islamic brothers and 63 pious deeds for Islamic sisters. There are many other categories were established for children, for those with special needs, and those that are attending the jamias as well. A mobile application has also been developed, so now without the booklet, you can digitally access your deeds. And as you continue reviewing yourself, you begin to notice a difference in your life, in your actions. Such questions are asked in the booklet. Did you make good intentions? Did you offer all the 5 daily prayers in congregation? Did you lower your gaze, avoiding inappropriate glances? Did you control your anger? Did you speak polite with respect? Allahu Akbar. Did you say salam to Muslims? Did you avoid lying, backbiting, and talebearing? Did you pay off your debts on time? Did you follow the traffic rules? Did you respect your parents? This and many, many other questions are asked, and it's a self-accountability where every day we get the opportunity to improve ourselves. Viewers, now let's talk about the department that produces the scholars. Dawud Islami has such a department where scholars are being prepared. This is the department that no amount of praise will be enough. And subhanAllah, its name, Jamaat al-Madinah. Yes, and Jamaat al-Madinah is not just in Pakistan. Rather, it is spreading its blessings in many countries around the world. Here in the UK, there are many, many jamias as well. And the amazing thing is that education is provided according to each country. For Urdu speakers, Dars-e-Nizami is being taught in the language of Urdu. For English speakers, Dars-e-Nizami is being conducted in English. For African brothers, Dars-e-Nizami is being taught in Swahili. And now, Dars-e-Nizami has even started in European languages in Europe as well. Allahu Akbar. The regional languages of Pakistan are also being taken into consideration.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
And Alhamdulillah, now let's tell you in which countries Dawud Islami's Jamaat al-Madinah are present.
Knowledge is light, knowledge is light, knowledge is light.
Viewers, the number of Jamaat al-Madinah branches has now exceeded 1,500. It means there are more than 1,500 Islamic universities where scholars are being produced. And subhanAllah, these Jamaat al-Madinah established are in every corner of the world. The special thing in all of these universities is that a large number of students receive accommodation, food, and residence, all provided by Dawud Islami. And it's not just religious education. Alongside it, worldly education is also included. After the establishment of Kanzul Madaris Board, which was granted to us by the Federal Ministry of Education, Alhamdulillah, students are graduating from Jamaat al-Madinah and now awarded a double MA degree as well. Viewers, computer courses are also offered. Another beautiful department that is enhancing the skills of Jamaat al-Madinah students is called SEP. In this department, various computer courses are taught according to the world requirements along with soft skills. In these nearly 1,500 Jamaat al-Madinah, approximately 131,000, yes, 131,000 students are currently studying. And subhanAllah, so far, more than 34,000 boys and girls have completed Dars-e-Nizami, successfully finishing the Alim and the Alama course.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold.
Now let's move to another remarkable department of Dawud Islami called Madrasat al-Madinah. Madrasat al-Madinah has truly an outstanding job. The system of serving the Holy Quran that Dawud Islami has established, I believe no other organization in the world has anything like it. Because if we talk only about Madrasat al-Madinah, which has been established for both boys and girls all over the world, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Dawud Islami currently has more than 15,800 madrasas. Viewers, I'm not talking about the students. I'm talking about the number of centers, the number of branches where students are being taught. Yes, more than 15,800 madrasas. Here in the UK, more than 100 madrasat al-madinas have been established. Allahu Akbar. And subhanAllah, the number of students in this madaris is more than 400,000. Yes, more than 400,000 students are studying here. And yes, whether it is Dars-e-Nizami or Jamaat al-Madinah, all the Holy Quran being taught in Madrasat al-Madina, all of this education is supplied by your Da'wah Islamiyah. And in the case of Jamaat al-Madina, and in many, many places around the world, Madrasat al-Madina as well, it is completely free of charge. You can only imagine how big a task it is to run to this entire system for 500,000 students and cover their expenses completely free of charge. And you'll be happy to know that so far more than 500,000 students have completed the Hifz and Nazar of the Quran. So you can imagine how Da'wah Islamiyah is serving the Holy Quran on such a large scale. And yes, whenever we talk about madrasa, one thought that comes to our mind is that madrasa is for children. Da'wah Islamiyah has made another innovation. And that is because many, many people, they feel that they've got older, they cannot acquire the education in the Madrasa of Madina. And we encourage people to learn about the Quran, but they feel that as the adults, where can they grow? Where can they acquire this education? Alhamdulillah, to cover this, Da'wah Islamiyah has established the department of Madrasat al-Madina, Malegaon. This madrasa was established especially for adults and it has achieved incredible results. And you'll be amazed to know that currently more than 74,000, yes, more than 74,000 Madrasat al-Madina, Malegaon are conducted all around the world. And here in the UK, in many, many places, Madrasat al-Madina takes place. These are also available for Islamic sisters as well as Islamic brothers. Islamic brothers and sisters worldwide are benefiting from them. They're held in the masajid, in the markets, or even in homes. Subhanallah, many individuals come, they spend some time, correct the pronunciation and learn to recite the Holy Quran. And you'll be happy to know that alhamdulillah, over 400,000 students are currently studying in this Madrasat al-Madina, Malegaon. And again, completely no charge for this again. So again, if you combine Jamaat al-Madina, Madrasat al-Madina and Madrasa for adults, the total number of students now approaches nearly 1 million students. However, some people also say, well, we can't find time. We can't come to the Madrasa, it affects our work. We are not available during this time. What can we now do? We've got a busy life, we've got a busy schedule. Da'wah Islamiyah has also solved this issue as well. Da'wah Islamiyah is enabled to provide an online Quran service where people can learn the Quran online. Da'wah Islamiyah established the Fizan Online Academy. Da'wah Islamiyah has provided this service where in the comfort of your home, in whatever time you wish, middle of the night, middle of the day, early morning, early night, you can have this digital madrasa and you can access this from your home. Again, available for the boys, the girls, the adults, and the adult boys and the adult sisters as well. Alhamdulillah, an amazing service where whatever time you want, you can learn this as well. Along with the Quran, more than 40 courses are also being taught on Fizan Online Academy. Thousands of teachers come to the branches to teach online, and there are thousands whom we have given work from home opportunities. They have been given computers. Islamic brothers are teaching the Islamic brothers, and the Islamic sisters are teaching the Islamic sisters. This is a remarkable department, and many, many people have benefited from this around the world. There are many, many places where physical madrasa don't place, many, many places where there are not even masajid, but Fizan Online Academy, people have benefited from this all around the world. And the work of Fizan Online Academy has gone now to more than 90 countries, and subhanAllah, more than 24,000 students are currently studying. More than 40,000 students have benefited from these courses and completed the courses as well. Isn't that amazing that so many people have done this? No matter how you want to learn the Quran, Da'wah Islamiyah has the solution, be it during the day, during the night, physically, online, alhamdulillah.
Fizan Online Academy, Fizan Online Academy, learning Islam at your fingertips, fingertips, learning Islam at your fingertips, fingertips.
A great need was also being felt because one problem was that if children want to study in schools, they would move away from religion. And if they went to the madrasas to learn religion, then they would move away from worldly education. Unfortunately, people preferred the worldly education and because they thought it offered a better future in the world. However, the truth is that religious education, the Quran and the Hadith, should be given more preference and should be prioritized. But Da'wah Islamiyah did something remarkable. It bridged this gap as well as an excellent combination was created an Islamic English medium school structured was established, where in addition to religious education, worldly education is also provided in an excellent manner. Alhamdulillah, you are pleased to know that in Pakistan and many other countries around the world, several branches of this school have been established, and I am referring to Darul Madinah. Yes, Darul Madinah, where the mainstream education is being provided. Here in the UK, there are also many Darul Madinahs up and down the country. We have the nurseries, we have the primary schools, and inshallah, azawajal, we are moving to the high schools as well. If we talk about the total number of Darul Madinahs, then we have 161 branches internationally, and more than 36,000 students within Pakistan and abroad are receiving both religious and worldly education in an excellent manner. However, there are some who cannot afford these high fees. So for them, low budget schools have also been established, and they are named Faizan Islamic School System. And this system is also running, alhamdulillah, very smoothly. By the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we have established almost 44 branches of Faizan Islamic School, and around 8,000 students are studying in them. In many countries around the world, we have also started weekend school. Yes, some children go to such educational institutes where religious education is not provided, but parents want at least one day in the week, at the weekend. They feel that during the week, the children can't go to the after school, they can't go to the madrasas in the evening, and they want to avail this facility. So Dawat Islami has got this Faizan Weekend Islamic School where children can go and get this religious education as well. And you'll be happy to know that it has 55 branches, and by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, approximately 2,300 students have already enrolled in this. And this project continues to grow. By the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, now Darul Madinah College has also been established. And with the permission of the federal government of Pakistan, a charter has been obtained, and the establishment of Darul Madinah University has also begun in Islamabad. And this journey continues to move forward.
Another achievement of Dawat Islami in the field of education, Higher Education Commission, HEC. The government of Pakistan has given official approval for the first campus of Darul Madinah International University. There are four departments in this campus. Number one, Arabic Department. Number two, Department of Islamic Studies. Number three, Department of Management Science. And number four, Department of Education. The address of this campus is Darul Madinah International University, G11 Merkaz, Islamabad.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light.
So this is our Dawat Islami, which continues to advance in the field of worldly education along with religious education. Here's another remarkable department, subhanAllah, the construction of masajid. This is an incredible act of virtue, because we find in a hadith that whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal builds him a house for him in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Just think what a great blessing, what a great virtue there is. In your neighborhood and your countries, there must be many masajid whose builders would have now left this world, but prostrations will continue to be performed in them until Judgment Day. The azan will continue to be heard, people will continue to read the namaz there, people will continue to read the Quran there, and people will continue to benefit there. And those people that have passed away will continue to receive the reward of this. So why not engage in this good deed as well? Dawat Islami has a department called Khudam al-Masajid. And this department has achieved remarkable success. Would you like to know how many masajid have been built so far? Allahu Akbar. Yes, more than 7,200 masajid have been constructed by your Dawat Islami, both in Pakistan and abroad. And subhanAllah, on a daily basis, the lovers of the Prophet come forward for the masjid construction, and they are making intentions to build masajid. They're offering plots in this purpose. Even now, thousands of plots are in the possession of Dawat Islami, where we want to start the construction as well. So if you wish, you can also take part in this pious deed. Build a masjid for yourself and your deceased ones, because this will leave, when you leave this world, this masjid will continue to gain virtues for you, and you will be granted the reward as well.
My master, descend peace and blessings countlessly, eternally upon your beloved, the best of creation.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika.
Viewers, now let's move on to another remarkable department of Dawat Islami called Majlis-e Khususi Islami Bai. This is for the special needs people. This department has done remarkable work. These grief-stricken Muslims who cannot see, speak or hear sometimes, or even their own families do not care for them, but the preachers of Dawud Islami who can see, speak and hear these devotees of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, complete the proper courses, learn the Braille language and learn sign language, and then convey the message of Islam to these grief-stricken Muslims. And now thousands of vision impaired, speech impaired and hearing impaired Islamic brothers, and who we refer to as special Islamic brothers, are connected with the environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, madaris are also being established for them. Yes, Madrasat al-Madina and Jamat al-Madina are being established for vision impaired Islamic brothers. Many books, Quran translations and other resources are being prepared in Braille language for them, so that learning religious becomes easy for them as well. So come and contribute your part in serving these grief-stricken Muslims and attain their prayers.
Most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. Oh, most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge in other than you and universal calamities.
Viewers, now let's talk about another remarkable department of Dawat Islami. Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah. Subhanallah. How can life be lived without the scholars? A Muslim needs guidance at every step in his life, and Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah is that department of Dawud Islami that not only provides answers to visitors in person but also digitally through the emails, WhatsApps or websites as well. In fact, by conducting programs on Madri Channel and social media, Muslims are given answers to their questions. On special occasions, special services are provided, whether it is during the Hajj service or the month of Ramadan, when Muslims have more questions. Our honourable scholars dedicate extra time and provide them with guidance. At present, how many branches of Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah are there in Pakistan? And how many questions are being answered in a year? Allahu Akbar. Let me tell you. Viewers, at present, Dawat Islami has around 20 branches of Darul Ifta across Pakistan. And alhamdulillah, you will be pleased to know that approximately 250,000 questions are answered in a year by Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah through various means. Allahu Akbar. Do you also seek guidance from the Honourable Muftis before proceeding in your life? If not, then you should definitely ask, whether it's for your business or your family matters, inheritance. That guidance is available for you. The scholars are available. In every step of your life, we need the scholars. So please avail this service. Inshallah, Azrael, you will benefit from it.
It's Dawat Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's Dawat Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people. It's all.
Viewers, it is the digital age, and in this era, IT plays a major role. Information technology has a significant role, and Dawat Islami's IT department is providing remarkable service. Now, people need applications or websites, and they are searching on them, and they want to obtain a lot of information. Allahu Akbar. Dawat Islami's website, www.dawatislami.net, I believe is currently the most active religious website in the world. We receive reports that almost every month, people from around 180 countries visit this website, and hundreds of thousands of devotees of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam visit. Thousands of books are being downloaded. People are also gaining a lot of religious guidance from this website. It is an amazing website, and it is available in multiple languages as well. If you have not visited this website, www.dawatislami.net, then I advise you all to visit this. You'll be astonished to see how much is available on just one website. And yes, if we speak of applications, Dawat Islami's IT department is continuously providing us with amazing applications. You'll be seeing some of these application icons on your screens. Millions of devotees of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have downloaded them. You should also benefit from these applications. And when you explore the features, you will be amazed whether you want to know the prayer timings, determine the Qibla direction, correct your Quranic pronunciation from the comfort of your home, or manage your daily life in a better way. There is a lot in our applications. So come, please, download these applications and benefit from them as well. Dear viewers, now this era is the era of media. It is a time of media, a time where everybody wants everything on this. And this media has damaged us to the extent that immodesty and wrong things are being spread. And this is not hidden from anyone. But Dawat Islami's digital department, subhanAllah, when it stepped into the world of media, it did wonders. Dawood Islami has made its own channel whose name is Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, now it's almost been 16 years since Dawood Islami's Madani Channel began. And in these 16 years, it has done amazing wonders. First, this channel started in the Urdu language, then it started in English, then it began in Bengali, and now through an artificial intelligence, clips are being made in different languages as well. Dawood Islami's Arab department is separate, which through media, whether it is digital media or print media, it is conveying its message to the Arab devotees of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Abdul Mustafa kehne mein koi haraj nahi hai, balki ye to naaz hai ke hum aqa ke gulam hain. Kaash aqa bhi farma de ke tum mere gulam ho.
The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person who missed prayer in congregation came to know what was in store for him, he would drag himself to the prayer.
Kharab er modhe nimojjit howar kemon kufol ache jokhon banda kharab er nimojjit hoye jay na tar rozgar kome jay. Je byakti kharab kaj korbe she kokhono tar antore prashanti thakbe na. Akirater khoti to amra shunechi.
Whatever field we look at, it is full of evils. People don't understand the difference between halal and haram. And even when so much money is being earned, we need to understand the difference. Madani Channel has millions of viewers and almost 6 satellites. This is perhaps the biggest Islamic channel all over the world. And if you've not been able to watch Madani Channel, then definitely please watch Madani Channel. And yes, in recent days, even more splendid inventions have occurred on Madani Channel. Some more splendid additions have been made. Kids Madani Channel has been launched so that children can watch the broadcast at the specific time. And when we introduce cartoons in Kids Money Channel, they have performed excellently. Alhamdulillah, we have a YouTube channel by the name of Kidsland. And when we released these cartoons worldwide, it started having such an impact that it received approximately 60 to 70 million views. Yes, then in the Urdu language, Arabic language, English language, and now in different languages of the world, people are watching our cartoons worldwide. Children are watching and learning religion from it, and learning sunnah and the etiquettes as well.
अच्छे बच्चे होते हैं वो तो कभी भी अकेले बाहर नहीं जाते
लेकिन क्यों
भाई सबसे पहले तो बाहर जाने के लिए बाबा से इजाजत लेनी चाहिए
हमरा एक काज करी बाबलू भाईर घरे जाए
कल चले आसबे गुलाम रसूल भाई तारे घरे जावर की प्रयोजन
That when a Muslim inquires after another Muslim in the morning, then 70,000 angels keep supplicating for his forgiveness until the evening.
لا تفعلي ذلك في المستقبل، فهمتي؟
وأنت أيضاً يا رابعة، يجب عليك ألا تسرعي في تناول الطعام أبداً.
الحمد لله، we hebben voor het eten onze handen en mond gewassen. Laten we nu bismillah wa ala barakatillah lezen. And begin with eating.
Let me tell you about how Madani Channel is impacting the society in a different way. Now, various international airlines are taking Madani Channel programs. Different social media platforms, alhamdulillah, are requesting Madani Channel programs for us. Clips of children are broadcast in many, many schools. Allahu Akbar. So day, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, these products of Madani Channel are being watched worldwide. And by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is also creating an impact. Now let's move forward and talk about social media. Who is it that doesn't have a mobile phone in their hand? Allahu. Now almost every person has social media. So now Dawood Islami has established a splendid social media department. In fact, let me say that perhaps no religious organization has such a huge social media department as Dawood Islami has. And you'll be pleased to know that at present, Dawood Islami clips, videos and posts are being published on almost all the platforms. And you'll also be pleased to know that Alhamdulillah, we have more than 60 million subscribers or followers. Alhamdulillah, if we combine all together, our clips and our posts are viewed and shared in millions of people. Which social media platform is there where Dawood Islami does not have different pages? Whether it's Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or even many other platforms, Alhamdulillah, Dawood Islami's social media department is conveying the message of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah azza wa jal in its best possible way, in the style of public service messages. If you have not yet subscribed to Dawood Islami various social media accounts, then you should also subscribe to them. Through this very mobile phone, if you wish, you can watch virtuous comments, or through this very mobile phone, people are also watching sinful things. Remember, the mobile phone is mine. In this mobile phone, I should watch what improves my hereafter and not what ruins my hereafter.
May Dawood Islami be glorious in every corner of the world.
Dear viewers, another excellence of Dawat Islami is that wherever it steps foot, it achieves excellence. SubhanAllah, Dawat Islami has a department called Maktabat al-Madina, which is the Dawat Islami publishing department where books are printed. Nowadays, people say there is no interest in reading religious books, and now the digital era has arrived. People do not buy books, rather they read them online. The point is valid, but you will be surprised to know that Dawat Islami's Maktabat al-Madina sells books worth tens of millions of rupees every single year. Alhamdulillah, people all over the world are reading these books, acquiring them, and gifting them to each other. And the excellent thing is that, alhamdulillah, translations are being done in around 45 different languages. Yes, translations are available in around 45 languages. Religious books are printed in different languages of the world. And when we used to see earlier, the first edition of the book, especially religious books, used to be 1,000 or 2,000 copies. Several books of Maktabat al-Madina have their first edition itself of 50,000, 100,000 copies. And alhamdulillah, several editions of those have already been printed. So dear viewers, this is Dawat Islami's Maktabat al-Madina. And yes, Maktabat al-Madina has also developed its excellent digital commerce website. Wherever you are in the world, you can purchase online. Move forward, this is a great gift. A book is the best friend. So acquire books, read religious books. Whether it is the tafsir of the Holy Quran, the translation of the Quran, or books on many topics, Dawat Islami's Maktabat al-Madina is presenting them to us. You should also definitely visit the website of Maktabat al-Madina and make sure you purchase something for yourself.
Maktabat al-Madina. كتب یہاں معاونی ہے علماء ہے منتخب کتب یہاں معاونی
Dear viewers, now let us talk about Dawat Islami's welfare department. And that welfare department is FGRF. Although Dawat Islami has been servicing the distressed Muslims for many years, but after the arrival of FGRF, it has achieved a remarkable success. SubhanAllah, remember that when COVID arrived, from that very time, alhamdulillah, FGRF started. It is not an old department. Within 5 years, what FGRF has accomplished is being recognized worldwide. Prestigious institutions are giving awards, national and international organizations, alhamdulillah, I recognize it. And the reason for this is that Dawat Islami's footprint is quite remarkable. Dawat Islami has a large number of followers all over the world. So reacting and carrying out welfare work becomes very quick and very easy for us. Let us talk about some major welfare activities. Dawat Islami has a department under FGRF called Disaster Management, which operates under it. Whenever a calamity or hardship strikes anywhere in the world, alhamdulillah, after consultation with the Sharia guidance, we try to help the distressed Muslims there. Let us start with the time when COVID arrived. Cash distribution was done. Approximately 10 million devotees of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were given funds. Ration supplies or cooked food was delivered. During this period, another disaster began, which was the shortage of blood for children suffering from thalassemia. This work started from then, and approximately 80,000 blood bags have been delivered to those patients. Until now, moving forward, after this, there was the issue of rainfall in Karachi. There was a flood there. A severe flood occurred in Karachi in Pakistan. Whether it was in Sindh, Balochistan, or Khyber Pakhtun, assistance was provided to those Muslims. Thousands of houses were built and handed over. Seeds and fertilizers were given for millions of acres of land. And dewatering work was done on a large scale to remove water from vast areas. Billions of rupees were donated for flood relief. Millions of rupees in cash were also distributed to help those distressed Muslims. During that particular time, while helping in this calamity, a devastating earthquake struck Turkey and Syria. And alhamdulillah, your Dawat Islami's FGRF department did wonders. Billions of rupees in aid were provided for the Muslims of Turkey and Syria. Then moving forward, there is the issue of suffering in Palestine and Gaza.
Tamam Musalman is waqt is taraf mutawajjih hain ki hamare Musalman bhai is waqt hamari madad ke muntazir hain. اپنے خزانوں کا منہ کھولیے اور فلسطین کے مظلوم مسلمانوں کی مدد کیجیے.
Which Muslim's heart is not in pain, FGRF is present there as well. And we also have many great plans ahead. helping the Muslims of Gaza.
21 जनवरी दावत इस्लामी के शोबे एफजीआरएफ ने दो बड़े कंटेनर्स जो है वो फिलिस्तीन के लिए गजा के मुसलमानों के लिए रवाना किए हैं. आज हमारी कुछ और भी एम्बेसीज में भी मुलाकात हुई, पाकिस्तानी एम्बेसडर से मुलाकात भी हुई है और हम इंशाल्लाह प्लानिंग कर रहे हैं कि कुछ कॉन्क्रीट काम किए जाए, कुछ इनकी यू समझिए कि रिहैबिलिटेशन के लिए काम किए जाए, इनके घर बनाए जाए. तो काम शुरू होने वाला है तो इंशाल्लाह बड़े पैमाने पर काम करेंगे.
Faizan Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity, we serve humanity.
By the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, during this period, we also plan something else. As treatment is becoming expensive, especially in Pakistan. So Alhamdulillah, our Madani Healthcare Center has also been established. After that, Madani clinics were also set up in various areas of Karachi. And then a mobile van was also created, which is providing free treatment to Muslims in remote areas. During this time, it was also realized that there is a great need for rehabilitation for those distressed Muslims who have disabled children. There are very few institutions for this in Pakistan, so Alhamdulillah, two branches were established in Karachi, followed by one in Lahore and one in Faisalabad. Thousands of such children are receiving treatment and rehabilitation through FGRF. And yes, there are many who have experienced a remarkable change in their lives. Would you like to see this joyful scene? Let us show you some of these scenes. See when the children came to us, what was their condition? And today, after rehabilitation and proper therapy, they're able to walk. Yes, they have started speaking.
Zone Global Relief Foundation, FGRF. Zone Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity. We serve humanity by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
When Sadia first came to us, what was her condition and what is condition now?
FGRF, Faizan Global Relief Foundation, FGRF.
How much joy must be in her parents' eyes? How much happiness have entered into their hearts. And this is the work of FGRF, to bring joy into the hearts of distressed Muslims.
We serve humanity by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, under FGRF, another remarkable initiative was taken, and that is working on the environment. Climate disorder is in front of you. The climate is changing rapidly worldwide. And because of this change, a dire situation is being faced. And researchers point out to the fact that one of the major causes is the cutting down of forests and the reduction of trees. Alhamdulillah, this need was recognized. And by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy, FGRF raised the slogan, plant a sapling, grow a tree.
Plant a tree, let's plant a tree. Let's plant a tree, let's plant a tree.
Nearly 3 million saplings have been planted, and among them there are hundreds and thousands that are now entering the stage of becoming trees. So inshallah we will continue this work. Your help is also needed. Why don't all of us, all the lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make an intention to plant at least one sapling each? And by the nurturing, this plant will turn into a tree. Not only will our country, but the entire world will become green and flourish, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Plant a sapling, grow a tree.
We give them care, plant a tree, let's plant a tree. Plant a tree, let's
Pauda lagana hai, darakht banana hai.
Dear viewers, another great initiative. People often say it is better to teach someone how to fish than to feed them fish. Well, there are many departments of Dawah Islami that Alhamdulillah help provide employment opportunities for our Islamic brothers. After they receive training, be it Madrasatul Madina, Jamatul Madina or Darul Madina. But alongside this, a special department has also been created called SEP. Skill Enhancement Program. Now, what is this? In this program, Alhamdulillah, various international languages are taught. Arabic is taught, English is taught, and now even Turkish and Chinese languages are also being taught. Furthermore, for those people of the world who do not know Urdu, efforts are also being made to teach them Urdu as well. And along with this, there are also advanced computer courses, whether it's artificial intelligence, soft skills, computer designing, or website creation, there are numerous skills and many courses that are taught with international certification. Alhamdulillah, these courses are provided to our Islamic brothers who are students, becoming scholars or other devotees of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that job opportunities open up for them. In other students as well, and not only would they earn an halal livelihood by working there, but they would also be able to present the invitation towards righteousness by going there as well. FGRF also has many, many future plans. Alhamdulillah, we are constructing a magnificent Madni home in Karachi for the care of orphans, which is almost in the final stages of completion. Then another branch will soon be opened in Faisalabad, and in this Madni home, orphaned and parentless children will be taken care of. They will receive the state-of-the-art religious and academic education, and inshallah azzajal, they will be turned into the best individuals in society, as well as religious scholars. And subhanallah, remember what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about those who take care of orphans? Allahu Akbar. He said that he and that person will be in paradise together like this. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will take him along to paradise. If you also wish to take care of orphans, serve parentless children, and contribute towards this virtuous cause, please contact the FGR department of your Dar Islamiyah.
We serve humanity by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers, to manage such a large structure of Dar Islamiyah, there are millions of volunteers worldwide, along with nearly 55,000 employees. These are the individuals whose salaries are being paid by Dar Islamiyah. And you'll be amazed to know that our approximate monthly salary expenditure worldwide amounts to around 1.4 billion rupees is the salary worldwide. And here, just in the UK, the salary is approximately £200,000 a month. And the other expenses are, as you can imagine, a quite significant amount. So support Dar Islamiyah. And yes, let me tell you, this documentary that you have watched is just the highlights. Dar Islamiyah has more than 100 departments. And maybe I've only spoken to you about maybe 5 or 6, maybe 10 departments. So think how huge your Dar Islamiyah is. The work of Dar Islamiyah is in front of you. The remaining departments of Dar Islamiyah cannot be described in a few words. Dear viewers, do not observe Dar Islamiyah from afar. Rather, join Dar Islamiyah. Witness it. Be part of Dar Islamiyah. Come forward and feel the freshness in your soul and the beginnings of the blessings of spirituality. When you become part of this work, which is being done with sincerity, you will learn a lot. Let us all come together and become a part of this great organization known as Dar Islamiyah and engage in making efforts to improve our hereafter. The Madani aim of Dar Islamiyah is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world. Inshallah Azzawajal. Long live Dar
Islamiyah. It's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world.